City Eyes removal of closed, historic downtown bridge. An historic downtown bridge, which has been closed for years, should be removed and replaced with commemorative features as area revitalization efforts progress, city staff believe. That's the preliminary preferred option for Allen's Bridge, which crosses the Speed River immediately south of the McDonnell Street Bridge. Read full story here. Rare streetwear finds and vintage shirts fill new downtown shop. Premium streetwear brands meet vintage band t-shirts at a new store downtown opened by a University of Guelph student whose sneaker collection was overflowing. Ben Delieu is the franchisee of Vintage Meets Hype at 11 McDonnell Street. Read full story here. After nearly 20 years behind the bench, Guelph hockey coach hangs up the skates. After nearly two decades and countless hours behind the bench, Keith Schultz is moving on to the next stage of his life. Schultz coached his final game for Guelph minor hockey last Sunday at the Sleeman Center. Read full story here. Concerns at new high school open house focus on getting to school. Parents are concerned about how their children will get to school once boundaries are changed with the incoming new Guelph High School. Read full story here. Guelph now has its very own social network, Spaces. Spaces is designed to bring Guelph residents closer together, providing a platform to explore, share, and connect in a way that highlights the vibrant culture and diversity of the region. Whether you're a local foodie, an outdoor enthusiast, or simply looking for a space to share good news, Spaces has something for everyone. Read full story here. Man who killed Guelph security guard in 2020 not fit to be released. During an annual review, Jordan Langelier was determined to pose a significant threat to public safety and should remain detained in the forensic psychiatry program of St. Joseph's Healthcare Hamilton, where he has been since being found not criminally responsible of second-degree murder in the death of 63-year-old Mario Ruffolo in October of 2020. Read full story here. With no funding agreement, new Guelph Heart Hub on hold. Guelph's Homelessness and Addiction Recovery Treatment Hub won't open as planned on April 1, according to the Guelph Community Health Center. Why? The province hasn't provided a funding agreement yet, officials say. Read full story here.